Welcome once more to Manchester United Today.
Football predictions.
Peter Guest and
The Moose
here for another episode of the footballpredictions.net podcast covering Bundesliga 1 games for the 18th of May 2024. What have we got lined up, Moose?
Yeah, for the last round of the Bundesliga, we've got Heidenheim at home to Cologne, Union Berlin at home to Freiburg, Leverkusen at home to Augsburg, Borussia Dortmund at home to Darmstadt, Eintracht Frankfurt at home to Leipzig, Bayern Munich visiting Hoffenheim, Stuttgart at home to Borussia Mönchengladbach, Werder Bremen at home to Bochum, and finally, Wolfsburg at home to Mainz.
And if you listen to this podcast regularly, you'll know that you can also see details for all the matches that we're about to discuss in this podcast on our website, footballpredictions.net. Alongside fixtures from just about every other football competition you can shake a stick at. Our website shows you where to watch these games on the local broadcast channels in your region, plus video streaming services, as well as match odds from your local bookmakers. If you look in the description of this podcast, you'll see direct clickable links to all the matches that we're about to discuss. Geolocation and live streaming rules apply. 18 plus, be gamble aware if you're going to place a bet. Okay, let's get straight into this last round. A bit sad about this, the last time we're going to be doing it this season for Germany. Heidenheim versus Cologne. This one's Saturday, the 18th at 2:30 UK time. And let's have a look at the form. Firstly, for Heidenheim, what about this one, Moose? Things have been going a bit stale lately, haven't they, for Heidenheim?
Yeah, I think they realized quite a few game rounds back that there was not an awful lot to play for. You can kind of see that from the results. Not a lot of goals in their games. Last time out, he played at Freiburg. And we actually had them to lose, but he managed to pull off a draw. We had both teams to score, so that went in. But they're playing a Cologne team here. They've still got something to play for after that win last week at home to Union Berlin, where they beat Union 3-2. And because he got 3 points up to Union, and only sort of a -3 on the goal difference. They still have a theoretical chance of avoiding the drop, but still have to do with the relegation playoffs.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, that would be an exciting match for that very reason.
Definitely,
And it's interesting because Heidenheim do seem to have scored one solitary goal in each of the last five games.
Yeah,
and then the match before that, ironically, against Bayern Munich, they scored three in a high-scoring Bundesliga game where they beat Bayern Munich, didn't they?
So yeah, that was a bit of a surprise.
Yeah, so they're capable of scoring goals, but it's strange they've just scored the one in the last five running. Yeah. So maybe that will turn around in this game. So prediction-wise, I mean, like you said, Cologne, they do need to win, but are they good enough? They've only had five wins for the entire season. They're on -29 goal difference.
Yeah.
But they did win last time out, didn't they, against Union Berlin?
Yeah. The problem for Cologne is their away form. They only beat one team away from home, which is Darmstadt, which is the team hopelessly stuck at the bottom. So they would probably have anticipated a win there. And then they've drawn six out of their last seven away games. Heading into this game is not... it's not looking great for Cologne. I mean, they obviously have to beat Heidenheim. They have to rely on Union Berlin to also lose. We're actually going with an entertaining game and a draw.
Yeah, we think that it'll be another draw for Heidenheim after the last couple of draws. They don't seem to be able to get over the line. But we do think there'll be goals in this, so we think the draw will actually be 2-2.
Yeah.
So there'll be hopefully some entertainment in that one. Remains to be seen whether they can score two for a change. But that's what we've gone for, 2-2. So both teams to score and over 2.5 goals. So let's see what happens in that one. Should be very fascinating to watch. Next up, a team we've just been talking about, Union Berlin playing Freiburg. That one again, as the rest of them are, at 2:30. And on the 18th tomorrow. So that is going to be a really completely out of form Union Berlin, right?
Wow, yeah. They're dropping like a stone here. They've gone into the relegation zones now, pulled by the playoffs. But yeah, like we just said, if they're losing this one and Cologne is winning, there's a chance that they will go straight down. And this is a team that was playing Champions League football. They were playing Real Madrid in autumn. Yeah. So they'll probably, their fans must be fairly disappointed with how this season has panned out.
Yeah, I'm just looking at their stats, and for the last, we just look at the last six just for the purposes of form, but they've not won in the last six and they've lost five of those.
Yeah.
And pretty convincingly most of the time. Last time out, they couldn't even beat Cologne. They were playing away, of course, but 3-2, they lost that one. So, yeah, like you said, they just dropped and they're right bang now in trouble. And they're going to have to get something out of this game. And kind of luckily for them, in a way, they're playing Freiburg, who really don't have anything to play for. They've finished on, well, at the moment, they're on 42 points. They kind of can actually get into the Conference League qualifiers, can't they? Freiburg, if they manage to overtake Hoffenheim. So a little bit to play for them. But what have we thought about what's actually going to be the result of this one, Moose?
We're actually going to go with a surprise home win. So a narrow Union Berlin win here against the Freiburg team. Actually, the Freiburg has not got anything to play for. They're stuck in mid-table, 11th.
Freiburg, I think they're 8th, aren't they?
They are. My apologies.
Don't worry.
Yeah. Yes, and they do still have a chance there. But in this particular game, there's so much at stake for Union. Even though the form is speaking strongly against Union here, Freiburg is they've had one win in the last six, right, which was a Darmstadt. So they're not in the best of form themselves. And we think that there's just too much at stake for Berlin. And they will pip Freiburg to the win.
Yep. So we think that's going to be 1-0 to Union Berlin. And that one you can watch, just like all the other games actually we're about to mention that I forgot to say for the last one, on Bet365. Join them, use the bonus code FP365, and you'll be able to watch that for nothing effectively, as long as you've got anything deposited in the account. Could be £1, €1, or have placed a bet in the last 24 hours. So that's always a good thing. We think that Union Berlin are going to finally turn up on the last day of the season to save their season and escape the relegation playoffs or even relegation itself, actually.
Yes.
So moving on, we have got the champions, Bayer Leverkusen, at home to Augsburg again, 2:30 on the 18th. And again, you can watch this one. I will be on Bet365. Use the bonus code FP365 if you're new to them. And in this one, we're looking at a Bayer Leverkusen hosting Augsburg, but Leverkusen have lost how many games all season?
Zero.
And zero in every competition.
Every competition, yeah. That is very impressive.
It's something like 50 games, isn't it? 50 games.
Yeah.
No losses. I mean, you talk about teams of the Invincibles from previous years. They didn't lose. They usually lost in some competitions, like a cup. But Leverkusen have been the most incredible side probably ever.
Yeah, it's must be a record. It must be a lot of records broken with this team. Last week they played at Bochum, and we went with an over 2.5 and both teams to score, because Bochum actually had something to play for in that game. But let's just say it like this: Leverkusen won quite comfortably 5-0 away from home. So they're definitely not slowing down, and they're building momentum for their finals, right? And I bet that's what they would be looking for against Augsburg as well. Augsburg is actually lost their last 5 out of 6. They're not in very good form.
And 4 in a row they've lost.
4 in a row, yeah.
And the only win they had, you know, in that last 6 was against Union Berlin.
Yeah.
So it's looking like from a punter's perspective, like a clear, obvious Leverkusen win. You never know what's going to happen on the last day of the season. It would be terrible for them to have that record taken away from them on the last day. But it's at home. It's against a team that's got nothing to play for, completely nothing to play for. 39 points they're on out there, Augsburg. And the crowd, you can imagine, will be pushing for this win like crazy. And they had a couple of close ones, didn't they? Towards the end of the season, they had a few draws. They had that draw against, I mean, it wasn't the Europa League, against Roma, but they also drew against Stuttgart, didn't they, on 27th of April, 2-2. And Borussia Dortmund, they drew with them 2-2 away. So maybe a few nerves there once they'd got it. They'd won it by then. So now I think it'll be more like a party, a homecoming party. And
Definitely.
Yeah.
We have got... So Augsburg has this ability away from home to always score a goal. So we actually have Augsburg down for a goal, but we do have a comfortable Leverkusen win 3-1. So both teams to score over 2.5 goals. Leverkusen party, basically.
3-1. Good shout. I think the win is going to be clear. Both teams to score, possibility, but probably the best bet there I would have thought being over 2.5 goals. So moving on to the next game, we've got Borussia Dortmund playing Darmstadt, and that one of course is on Saturday, 18th of May, 2:30 our time. And you can watch this one on Bet365, worth mentioning. That one is using the bonus code FP365 if you are new to them. And they actually suffered a bit of a shock loss, didn't they, Dortmund, in the last Bundesliga game?
Yeah, it was almost like their season ended with that defeat in the chat. No, not defeat, sorry. It was almost like their focus changed from the Bundesliga to the Champions League. After qualifying for the final, and they probably didn't play their strongest lineup against Mainz, and they lost quite comfortably 3-0 at Mainz, which actually pulled Mainz above the relegation. So we had predicted goals in that game over 2.5, but we'd also predicted that it would probably could end a draw. Dortmund, it'll be interesting to see. it's their last game at home.
They've got nothing to play for, have they? Because they're going to finish fifth. No matter what happens, they're going to finish fifth. So, you'd say they've got nothing to play for, they're going to finish fifth. But you know what? Last game of the season, the yellow wall there, saying, you know, appreciating them because of their efforts of reaching the Champions League final. And they're playing, who are they playing? Darmstadt. They've won 3 games all season, got minus 52 goal difference. Dortmund have a plus goal difference of 21. You can't. I mean, they're down Darmstadt. So, yeah, it's another party day, you would have thought.
Yeah, definitely. I think looking at Darmstadt's result last week, a 6-0 home defeat to Hoffenheim. We predicted that Hoffenheim win and an over 2.5 game. But I think there's no doubt about the result here. I mean, Dortmund would not want to go in to the Champions League final not winning this game.
Yeah, and if Hoffenheim can beat Darmstadt 6-0 at Darmstadt, you know, God knows what Dortmund are going to do to them. So 3-1 is probably quite conservative, you would have thought. Maybe Darmstadt will bow out with a little bit of pride. So we'll see what happens. Moving on to Eintracht Frankfurt up against RB Leipzig. That one again, 2:30 our time, on Saturday 18th. And again, one you can watch on Bet365. Use the bonus code FP365 and you can watch that at no cost to yourself. As long as you've got a deposit in your account or haven't placed a bet in the last 24 hours. And also worth mentioning that streaming rules and restrictions apply, i.e. if you're in Germany, you can't watch it, but most other places you can. Yeah. And Frankfurt, tell us a bit about, you know, where they're at.
Well, Frankfurt, I think that's 6, but they can still get caught by Hoffenheim.
Yeah. Six spots, meaning Europa League.
Europa League, yeah.
For them, for the German clubs.
Yeah. So it'll be quite an important one for them. Now, they played at Gladbach last week. We predicted a scoring draw, and it ended a scoring draw.
Yep.
And we've been quite strong on our Frankfurt tips. We had them to lose at home to Leverkusen, to lose at Bayern Munich, and then to beat Augsburg at home, and both teams to score. We had them to lose at Stuttgart, and we predicted 3-0. That exactly. We had exactly 3-0. So yeah, we've been
the last five results. We've got them right and one correct score as well, including so we've got all the including that draw. So that's not bad going. So they're a bit of a good one for us, Eintracht Frankfurt, in terms of results. And
I would say almost similar with Leipzig. We had their four wins. We did predict wins in the last two, but we also predicted goals and both teams to score. And we had both teams to score, even though it was score draws in the last two. We did have both teams to score. So
we got two correct scores with them in the last six as well. Leipzig, we got the Heidenheim 2-1 win.
Yeah.
And also the 3-0 we predicted against Wolfsburg, that was 3-0. So, two teams. So this could be this could be a good one if it goes on our form. What have we predicted for this one?
Well, we've gone with a Leipzig 2-1 win. So an over 2.5, both teams to score again. Game and like I said, a Leipzig win. I mean, Frankfurt look like they're going to take that sixth spot no matter what. I mean, Hoffenheim is going to play Bayern at home, right? But yeah, we're going with a narrow Leipzig win. But I think the tip here is both teams to score.
Yeah, and also Leipzig do have the better form, don't they? I mean, they have won four out of their last six Bundesliga matches, whereas Frankfurt have lost three out of the last five. So and drawn two others. They've only won one in the last six.
Yeah.
Frankfurt. So yeah, we're tipping a Leipzig win again. So moving on again to the trophyless Bayern Munich playing Hoffenheim at at 2:30 on the 18th. Again, you can watch it on Bet365. Use the bonus code FP365 for that one, and you can watch it online, stream it. They are, Hoffenheim that is, are coming off the back of that big win against Darmstadt that we just mentioned. And actually they did okay against RB Leipzig too, didn't they? They had a draw at home. We predicted Leipzig to win that one, but no, Hoffenheim were pretty resilient. But Hoffenheim, they are looking for a win. They can get that Europa League spot, sixth place, if they manage to get a win, and Frankfurt don't. And so what about Bayern, though?
Yeah, Bayern last week, we had them to beat Wolfsburg 2-1. They beat them 2-0. Mm-hmm. And actually, prior to that, we had them as a 2-1 defeat at Real, and they lost 2-1. And we, of course, had that. We predicted that. Which probably surprised many, that Stuttgart win 3-1. We had 3-0 to Stuttgart. But yeah, Bayern is surely they wanna finish off their season well. I mean, considering that they're not going to be champions, they want to at least show their fans something. I know Hoffenheim beat Darmstadt 6-0, but does it count?
Not really. It would be embarrassing for Bayern to finish third.
Yes,
Stuttgart manage to win, and they get pushed into third spot. I mean, it doesn't really make any difference in the wash up really, because they're in the Champions League for next season, right? But for a club like Bayern, you would expect them to come out wanting to really finish off with a win. Maybe Harry Kane's record gets extended in terms of the number of goals he scores.
Definitely.
Seems to be the only thing he can win at the moment. And poor guy, he's not able to go to Bayern Munich and win anything, which is just ridiculous, really.
We've gone for a Bayern win, and I think also when you look at the matches of Hoffenheim, it just spells goals. So what we're going for here is a 3-1 Bayern win, but I think again, really the prediction here is both teams to score and over 2.5 goals.
Yeah, definitely over 2.5 you would think for that one, but and Bayern would edge it. They have Also a handy goal scoring record and lots of firepower, like you said, with Kane up there, he'll be keen to score even more goals to fill his bag. So we've got Stuttgart next up against Gladbach. And again, 2:30, they're all the same time, kickoffs on Saturday. And again, you can watch it on Bet365 using the bonus code FP365. This one is going to be a Stuttgart who have kind of hit form in the last month or so, haven't they? They've been doing okay, and they do really want to take that second spot. So if there's a slip up from, in fact, let's just have a quick look there. If Bayern drew and they won, would they take it? Depends how many. Oh no, the goal difference is way too.
Yeah, the goal difference.
Too insurmountable. Unless it's called 16, 17 goals or something. Yeah. So that's not going to happen. So yeah, but Stuttgart again looking to finish off well, aren't they? And what about Gladbach?
Yeah, I mean, Stuttgart this season been very strong at home. They only lost one game. And overall, this year, they've also been very strong. So they're finishing off the season very, very strong. And obviously, it's etched them into the Champions League spots, which they would be very happy about. Yeah. I think, are they going for placement? Theoretically, they could finish second if Hoffenheim managed to beat Bayern, which we don't think. We predicted them last week to beat Augsburg. The week before that, we had that win against Bayern as well.
Yeah, which is good.
So we're looking quite good on Stuttgart. And actually, when we talk about Frankfurt, we had the score draw at the Gladbach last week.
Mm-hmm.
So.
With Gladbach drew with Frankfurt 1-1. We predicted a 2-2, but still got the draw. Yeah, that was a handy one. Yep. So for this one, and also looking at Gladbach, they've got nothing to do now. They're out of the relegation zone just. So they're not in danger, but they're not. They can't do anything else. So we think Stuttgart should take this, don't we?
Yeah, Gladbach's not really. They've been in quite bad form of late, and they're finishing off the season in a not very good way. Not won the last five. They're traveling to the Stuttgart team here, who's really in form and want to finish the season off strongly at home. So we are going for a 3-1 home win to Stuttgart. Both teams to score over 2.5 goals. There will be goals in this game, and we believe Stuttgart will win.
Yes. Moving on now to Werder Bremen versus VfL Bochum, and this one again 2:30 on Saturday. We have got a Bremen team that has been drawing a bit lately. When they're expected probably to not for our perspective anyway. But they have got again nothing to play for in this game, have they? As opposed to Bochum.
Yeah, that's correct. And we predicted the score draw we predicted both teams to score last week when Bremen played at Leipzig. But we had also predicted them to lose. They surprised us a little bit there with a draw. Bochum had that heavy loss at home to Leverkusen. But theoretically, Bochum can be drawn into the relegation battle here with a defeat. So they have a lot to play for. Bremen, like you said, have got nothing to play for in this game. But Bochum has been very unpredictable in the last couple of games. Obviously, they had the heavy defeat at home to Leverkusen.
Yeah.
But the week before that, they beat Union 4-3 away. And prior to that, they beat Hoffenheim 2-1 at home. A game that we predicted correctly because we had both teams to score over 2.5 and a Bochum win in that one.
Also something quite interesting about this one, Moose, is that Bochum, having had lost 5-0 to Leverkusen last time out, their goal difference has now dropped to minus 29. Now, if you look at the bottom of the table, the only other team or equal to them or worse than them, apart from Darmstadt, who have already gone, is Cologne. So Union Berlin are on minus 26. Mainz are on minus 14.
Yeah.
They're on, Bochum's on minus 29, and they've got one more point than Mainz, who have got minus 14, and three more points than Union Berlin. So if they do lose here, they're in trouble.
Yeah, they could be troubled, but we don't think they will.
But we don't think they will. And also, there are usually a lot of goals in their games, right? So
yeah,
gone for a high-scoring draw away, so we think that they'll manage to get a point against Bremen to save themselves.
Yeah.
And just escape by the skin of their teeth the relegation playoff place. And 2-2, we're thinking. So this will, I mean, it does kind of line up with the fact that Bochum have been in so many high-scoring games. I guess it was a 5-0 against Leverkusen, but there was a 3-4 the week before, wasn't there, against Union Berlin?
Yeah.
And the week before that was a 3-2 against Hoffenheim. So yeah, they tend to be a goal fest in each of those. So we think it'll be the same here. So probably over 2.5 is a good one for this one. And of course, you can watch that one on Bet365. Use the bonus code FP365, and you'll be able to see that one live streamed. And geo restrictions and streaming rules do apply there. So you can watch that in the UK and various other countries, just not Germany. Next up, we've got Wolfsburg playing Mainz. And this one, again, like all of them, 2:30 on Saturday. And, Wolfsburg did get done last time out, but that was against Bayern Munich. But the three before that, they did pretty well, didn't they?
Yeah, they had three wins in a row prior to that Bayern Munich loss, which we predicted. Also predicted them to beat Darmstadt quite comfortably at home, and they did. On Wolfsburg, we've been looking pretty good. It's a team that's got nothing to play for.
You play Mainz, on the other hand. Mainz are there, aren't they? They're in the potential relegation playoffs.
Well, Mainz has done extremely well pulling themselves out of the relegation zone and had that impressive 3-0 win last week at home to Borussia Dortmund.
Yeah, they've really picked up those points, haven't they?
Yeah. So they picked up a lot of points, actually unbeaten in 8 matches. I think most people probably thought that they were relegated because they had that heavy defeat at Bayern 8-1 in March. But then they actually not lost since.
And also they've done it really impressively. They beat Hoffenheim 4-1, didn't they?
Yeah.
And we did actually predict them to win that one 2-1, but 4-1 was you know, quite a surprise.
Yeah.
Then we expected them to draw at Freiburg, away at Freiburg 1-1, and that was exactly what the score was.
Yeah.
So got some fairly good form with them. Although having said that, you know, we didn't expect them to beat Dortmund and beat them 3-0.
Yeah.
We thought they'd draw up that game, but yeah, so that could really have saved their skins, and we think their skins will be saved, don't we, in this last game of the season?
Yeah, they have momentum, they have form, they really still need points here, because they could still end up in that relegation playoffs if they don't get a point from this game. So this is our last Bundesliga tip of the season, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's a good one as well, and it'll be a good one to watch too, because they need a point at least, don't they? So
yeah,
tense, I think, this one away.
It'll be tense, but we're going for a Mainz 1-0 win. So yeah, a narrow win for Mainz to save their skin in the Bundesliga, yeah, and we will have
to guarantee their skin is saved anyway, because, you know, Union Berlin might not be able to get a win, but we love the last day of the season, don't we? It's such a tense thing.
It really is.
Yeah. So that wraps everything up. Thank you very much, Bruce.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Yeah. And everyone probably knows that we do podcasts for various leagues. So if you want to hop over to another one of them, we'll see you on that. All right. It's bye for now.